Well, now the question some of the 100 million people who watch the Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl might be asking. Who is Meek Mill, and why did the Eagles take to the field to his 2012 song, Dreams and Nightmares? Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I wore the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining. Flexing on it. Well, some of the Eagles are joining others protesting what they see as an unfair prison sentence for this Philadelphia rapper. Jeremy Roebuck is a staff writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And Jeremy, Mill was put on probation in 2008 for carrying a gun. Then there were a string of rearrests on smaller things like popping a wheelie with a motorbike for violating probation. What's going on here?
Mill has been under probation for about a decade now since he was released from prison under that initial arrest. And just late last year, the judge that's been overseeing his probationary period decided after years of these violations and an arrest that you mentioned that she had had enough and ordered his incarceration, sentencing him to 2 to 4 more years in prison after these series of probation violations.
Well, some of them were, again, got into a fight at St. Louis Airport because someone wanted to take a selfie of him. He didn't want to do it. They seem like nonviolent infractions. For instance, he booked a show and was traveling out of state without the judge's permission, which has led some people to think what? What are the questions about the judge?
So what's really been interesting about this case is the public response. Mill, unlike a lot of defendants that go through the court system, has a pretty massive publicity machine led by his management company, which is owned by Jay-Z, and then a team of high-priced lawyers that their tactic in fighting back against this sentence has been, you know, let's throw the judge into question. Mill's lawyers have come out with a pretty astounding claim that, that she had tried to extort some personal favors from him during the period she was overseeing his probation, including that she wanted him to record a cover of a Boys to Men song that she liked and give her a shout-out in it. They've also alleged that she pressed pretty hard for him to switch managers to a local Philadelphia record producer that she was friendly with. But just recently, the judge, in response to some of those claims, unsealed a transcript of a meeting that showed that she didn't make any such claims. And in fact, it was a probation officer that had been really raising that issue in court.
Putting aside some of the questions about the judge, it sounds like this is an argument between those who say it's a probation, it doesn't matter, even if it's bopping a wheelie, you can't do it, and those who say this demonstrates what happens to young black men. They get picked up for, you know, lesser infractions than whites would and stay in prison longer. Just real quick, do the Eagles owners, has anyone objected to Meek Mill being such a big part of the Eagles team?
Not so much. I mean, I think it's clear that Meek Mill's case has caught the attention of a number of people, including people with a platform that want to provoke a larger conversation as to what his incarceration says about the criminal justice system in Philadelphia and how it treats black men and all defendants that are on probation for extended periods of time like him.
Well, you don't get a bigger platform than the Super Bowl. Jeremy Roebuck, staff writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, thank you.
No problem.